Good morning.
Good morning.
Certainly glad to see each and every one, especially glad to see the Wake family. And I see that we're missing little Arlie.
No, he's asleep here.
Oh, he's hiding.
He's asleep, so he can cry.
Okay. And we're glad to see Miss Marita back there. And we do miss Jimmy and Irma Staggs. Jimmy's not feeling well this morning, so just pray for one another and try to remain faithful and keep the Lord first in our lives. You know, the scriptures make a simple but profound claim. God, according as his divine power, hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. That's 2 Peter 1:3. Salvation, therefore, is not guesswork. It is not shaped by human theories, church traditions, or modern religious philosophies. It rests entirely upon the revealed Word of God, where the Bible says the sum or totality of His Word is truth, not just bits and pieces of it. Psalms 119:160. Because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Every instruction God gives regarding salvation is essential. None can add, alter, or remove from it. Many today teach grace alone, faith alone, confession alone, works alone. But the Bible affirms that no single command stands alone, and no single truth saves apart from the others. God's plan is a complete, interconnected gospel chain. Remove one link, and the entire chain becomes inoperative. Simply put, the gospel chain of salvation cannot be reforged by man's thoughts. Throughout Scripture, God shows that His blessings always follow obedience in the order He reveals, not before and not apart from it. Noah found grace, yet still had to do all that God commanded him. Israel received a promise, yet Jericho fell only after the seventh day. Naaman heard God's word, yet was cleansed only after dipping the seventh time. In every age, God's pattern is the same: divine instruction followed by human obedience, resulting in divine blessing. So it is with salvation. God has forged every link in the gospel chain. Grace provides, the blood purchases, the gospel proclaims, faith responds, repentance turns, confession acknowledges, baptism unites, works demonstrate, hope anchors, and endurance completes. Which of these can be removed? Which may be ignored or replaced? Which command can be denied without destroying the gospel chain that God Himself constructed? This lesson looks carefully and reverently at each link in the gospel chain of salvation. God's side, man's response, entering into Christ, and living faithfully unto eternal life, so that every heart may hear, understand, and submit to the whole counsel of God, Acts 20:27. As it is the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. May we approach this study with honesty, humility, and a sincere desire to receive every word God has spoken. Let's begin where the Bible begins, with God's side of salvation. Before considering any individual gospel link, we must remember that salvation begins with God Himself. Scripture says He is the Savior of all men, 1 Timothy 4:10. His love, His mercy, and His eternal purpose all stand behind every blessing in the gospel chain of salvation. Every gospel link exists because God first willed that man be saved. 1 Timothy 2 and 3 and 4. Before we consider man's response, Scripture begins by showing us what God has done. So let's first look at the foundation He laid. The grace of God that makes salvation possible. Grace is the beginning of salvation. Without it, no sinner could ever hope to stand before God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Grace is God giving us what we need and not what we deserve. Yet Scripture teaches that grace must be received, accepted, and obeyed as Noah did when he followed God's commands. The Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, not just some of us, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world," Titus 2:11 and 12. Grace not only saves, it instructs. True grace transforms the life of the believer. Intertwined with God's grace is His mercy, for the Scriptures say, according to His mercy, He saved us, Titus 3:5. Grace forms the first link in the gospel chain of salvation. Without this opening link, no other link could exist. Grace does not cancel obedience. Grace makes salvation possible, and obedience is how we accept it. Grace never eliminates obedience. It invites and requires it. Romans 6:1 and 2. And that grace was revealed through a price paid, a sacrifice beyond measure, the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus is at the center of every saving blessing. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Revelations 1:5. Forgiveness, redemption, cleansing all flow from the sacrificial death of Jesus. Without His blood, the gospel chain collapses. The Bible says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God," Hebrews 9:14. The blood of Christ not only removes sin, it purifies the conscience for holy living. The gospel chain holds because the blood of Christ holds the entire redemptive plan together. Grace provided the gift, and the blood of Christ paid its price. And not only are we redeemed by His death, but we are saved by His life. For He now ever lives to make intercession for His people. Romans 5:10, Hebrews 7:25. But how does God deliver this grace and make the blood effective in our lives? Through the gospel of Christ Jesus. The gospel is God's chosen means to call, convict, instruct, and save. Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Romans 1:16. The gospel is the story or biblical record of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4. It saves, and it will judge all men. Romans 2:16. Grace and gospel are bound together. Acts 20, verse 24. Paul said, "The word effectually worketh also in you that believe." 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The gospel is not a mere message. It is God's active power working within obedient hearts. The gospel joins God's grace and the blood of Christ, forming a complete, unbreakable beginning to the chain. Salvation begins with God. His grace provides, His Son's blood purchases, and His gospel proclaims the path. The Holy Spirit also plays a saving role, for He convicts, renews, and revealed the gospel itself through inspired men. Now we turn to man's response to God. With God's foundation laid, the question becomes, how must we respond to His love? Faith in Christ Jesus. Faith is more than belief. It is trust grounded in hearing His word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Faith is essential, as without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Referencing the scene at the burning bush in Exodus 3:13-14. Jesus said in John 8:24, "Ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins." Faith changes conviction, affection, and loyalty. Jesus said, "These are written that you might believe." John 20:30-31. Faith is grounded in written evidence, not emotion or tradition. Faith is the sinner's first grasp of the gospel chain, reaching toward the salvation that God provides. Faith is the doorway to obedience, but not the end of obedience. From faith flows the next crucial response, repentance. Repentance is a change of mind that leads to a change of life. Read and study Matthew 21:28-30. It begins with godly sorrow, the sincere grief produced when a heart is convicted by hearing God's word. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Jesus said plainly, "Except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13:3. Scripture illustrates repentance clearly. It requires turning away from sin, not continuing in it. Godly sorrow produces the desire to change. Repentance puts that desire into action. The Bible says that we should repent and turn to God and do the works meet for repentance. Acts 26:20. Repentance restructures the life. It produces actions consistent with a changed heart. Some examples: let him that stole steal no more. Ephesians 4:28. Go and sin no more. John 8:11. Repentance strengthens the gospel chain by turning the heart in the direction of God's will. No one becomes a new creature while remaining or continuing in the same sinful life. Repentance precedes renewal or a changed life. After faith and repentance, the Bible gives the next response: confession of our Lord. Confession acknowledges Christ openly and willingly. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. Confession begins before baptism. Acts 8:37. And continues for life. Matthew 10:32-33. Confession is not a single statement, it is a lifelong allegiance. As we consider these responses, faith, repentance, and confession, we must remember that God revealed them in a divine order. Faith leads the sinner to repentance. Repentance prepares the heart for confession, and confession looks forward to entering into Christ through baptism. Salvation cannot occur when God's order is altered, shortened, or rearranged. Each response builds upon the previous one, following or forming a chain of obedience that honors God's revealed will. The scriptures now reveal the moment of entering into Christ Jesus. Obedience now moves from belief to action, from hearing to entering the very body of Christ. Baptism, the entry point into Christ. Baptism is not the end of obedience. It is the moment God forgives sins and adds the believer to Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. Only baptism puts one into Christ. It is the moment sins are washed away, Acts 22:16, that the new birth begins, John 3 and verse 5, and that salvation is granted, 1 Peter 3:21, Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38. Even Jesus himself entered the waters of baptism to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew 3:15. Showing that baptism is not optional for sinners, when even the sinless Son would not begin his work without it. The Bible says, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, Colossians 2:12 and 13. In baptism, God's power acts, raising the sinner to new spiritual life. Baptism is the gospel link where God joins the obedient believer to Christ Jesus, where the gospel chain becomes personally applied. Baptism is not optional. It is the God-given point of transition from lost to saved. With baptism complete, the believer is raised to walk in newness of life. Baptism unites us with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Even so, we also should walk in newness of life, Romans 6, 3 and 4. Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Baptism is the God-ordained likeness of that saving pattern, producing a new spiritual life. The Bible says, put off the old man and put on the new man, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. New life requires daily renewal, laying aside the old and embracing the character of Christ. If baptism is the moment where sins are washed away, where God grants new birth, where the believer puts on Christ, and where one is united with his death, burial, and resurrection, then what is our condition outside of baptism? Outside of baptism, none of these blessings can exist, Ephesians 1:3. Salvation cannot be found outside the moment God himself appointed for cleansing and union with Christ Jesus. Now we look at how the saved remain faithful until the end, living the saved life. And once we rise to walk in newness of life, we must continue in the things God has revealed through works of righteousness. The Bible says we're to be a pattern of good works, Titus 2:7. Zealous of good works, Titus 2:14. Ready to every good work, Titus 3:1. Careful to maintain good works, Titus 3, verses 8 and 14. We are not saved by works alone, but we are saved unto works. For we are his workmanship, unto good works, Ephesians 2:10. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only, James 2:24. The Bible goes on to say that we will be judged according to our works, Revelation 20 and verse 12. So we better have the right kind of works if we are to be judged by them. And those works are the works of God, the works of righteousness, and not the works of men. He that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him, Acts 10:35. Obedience is not legalism. It is love demonstrated. These words spring from a confident expectation in God's promises, hope and endurance. Hope sustains the believer. Endurance carries him home. The Bible said we are saved by hope, Romans 8:24. Being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life, Titus 3 and verse 7. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. Hope anchors the soul, Hebrews 6:19. Endurance is required for salvation, Matthew 10:22. Christians must remain steadfast, growing, and faithful. Read 2 Peter 1, 4-10. These qualities guard the heart from drifting and keep the Christian anchored in Christ. The Bible says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence. Ye have need of patience." Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Endurance is strengthened by confidence in God's promise. These final links show how the gospel chain remains strong from the moment of salvation until eternal life. Hope looks upward, endurance looks forward, and both keep the Christian unmovable. The saved must continue working, hoping, and enduring, because salvation is not a single moment, but a lifelong walk. Some closing thoughts or thoughts of summary. The Scriptures declare that God's grace saves. The blood of Christ saves. The gospel of Christ saves. Faith saves. Godly sorrow plus repentance saves. Confession saves. Baptism saves. Works of righteousness is accepted, which will be judged by. Hope saves. Endurance saves. Which of these gospel links can we remove? Which may we ignore or replace? Remove any one of them, and the gospel chain God constructed cannot save, because it's something other than He authorized. God has revealed every step, and Christ has fulfilled every promise. Nothing stands between us and salvation except the choice to obey His call and His instruction. All of the gospel links are ready. Christ has forged the gospel chain. The only missing gospel link is our response. So come without delay, while we stand and while we sing.
All three of 860.